Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Well, with the murder in San Diego and in Pittsburgh and the rising anti-Semitism, we know that this hatred is not new. It's part of our history. What is new is the openness, particularly of new members of Congress who are allowed to spew forth their hatred of Jews. And it's accepted. And these haters, these anti-Semites, are awarded with key positions in the government. This is intolerable and unacceptable. In the third or fourth song of the program that I'll be playing, I'm going back 29 years to 1990. We will hear Ez Brent. In 1938, the song was written by Mordechai Gebertich, foretelling the coming Holocaust. It's a powerful song calling on us not to stand by with folded arms as our village is burning. Okay, so let's go back to 1990, 29 years ago. It's an extraordinary program, even if I do say so myself. Ein Chadash Tachat HaShemesh. There is nothing new under the sun, is there? Okay, back 29 years. This evening of April 22nd, 1990, I am presenting a two-hour special commemorating Yom HaShoah, Remembrance of the Holocaust. You might want to make a call to remind someone to listen to this show. I promise you it will be very special. Regular listeners know that it is not my style to do much talking during the show. However, this evening, I will be giving the background of many of the performers and the translation of many of the songs and selections during the show. If you listen closely, you can hear the screams of the 6 million. This composition, Monument for 6 Million Jews, was composed by Peter Coleman, and is performed by the Bratislava Radio Symphony Orchestra. Yizkor, in memory of the 6 million. This will be our next selection. This is an oratorio by Sholem Secunda and Samuel Rosenbaum. It was recorded live in 1967 at Temple Bethel in Rochester, New York, and featured Richard Tucker, Howard De Silva, Bianca Soler, Seymour Schwartzman, and the Ithaca College Concert Choir and Orchestra. We will hear the last few minutes of the oratorio. It is time for Yizkor, a time to remember. We shall remember, for it was they, the slaughtered 6 million, who charged us with remembering. We will now be hearing Yizkor, an oratorio.
remember.
Those were the closing words of the oratorio Yizkor in memory of the 6 Million with Richard Tucker and others as performed in 1967. As Brent was written by Mordechai Gebertig in 1938 after the Pshitek pogrom against the Jews of Poland. This stirring song was to prove prophetic of the Holocaust. This is one of the most often performed commemorative songs. Here are the words. Brothers, our poor town is burning. Raging winds are fanning the wild flames and furiously tearing, destroying, and scattering everything. Everything is burning. And you stand by and look on with folded arms. You stand and look passively on while our town is burning. Our town is burning. Tongues of flames have almost consumed the whole town, and the raging winds howl. The moment is at hand when, God forbid, our town, along with all of us, will be turned to ashes by the flames, and only bare black walls will remain, as after a battle. Our town is burning, and only you can save it. Extinguish the fire with your very blood, if you must. Don't just stand there, brothers, with folded arms. Don't stand. Put out the fire. Our little town is burning. We'll hear Jan Pierce singing as Brent. Jan Pierce with As Brent. And are you standing by with Falekta Hent with folded arms? In the early 30s, as a child in Suwalki, Poland, Louis Danto sang as alto soloist in the choirs of such greats as Jacob Berman and David Moshe Steinberg. With the rise of Hitler and the war, Danto was fortunate to escape to Minsk. There, he studied at the local conservatory from 1939 to 1941. When Germany invaded Russia, Danto was moved once more, this time with a group of talented children, deep into Russia, where he studied cello and voice. After the war, Danto hurriedly made for home. But home was no more. A somber silence greeted him. Only ashes remained. Centuries of Jewish life and culture and learning had been erased during those frightening years. He arrived in the United States in 1950. He studied with Leo Lowe and Herman Zales, and he served as Kazan at Atlantic Beach, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, and is currently in Toronto. He'll be singing Bobby Yar. Bobby Yar, a ravine on the outskirts of Kiev, is where 33,771 Jews were machine gunned to death in 2 days on September 29th and 30th, 1941. Bobby Yar became a mass grave for over 100,000 victims, the majority of them being Jews. Bobby Yar is remembered as one of the traumatic episodes in Jewish history. The words, "A mother standing by the empty cradle of her sons killed by the Nazis cries out to every mother in the world, help me. Help me bear the tragedy of Bobby Yar."
Flammfeuer, wie sie soll ich heute mein Ingele, mein Teiers. Schorn die Haar, meine die Lange, läuft sei das Wiegel läuft gehangen. Weiß ich nicht, wo suchen die Bändelach Zinder, die Bändelach die Teure für meine beide Kinder. Klagen mein Nigen, helft mir Mames, helft mir dem Babiar verwiegen. Mm-hmm.
That was Louis Danto singing Bobby Yar. A total of 15,000 children under the age of 15 passed through Terezin concentration camp between 1942 and 1944. Terezin was supposed to be a model concentration camp contrived to fool the Red Cross and the general public, but every one of its inhabitants was condemned to die. The drawings and poems are all that is left of most of the children. In I Never Saw Another Butterfly, Charles Davidson adapted the following from poems of children in the concentration camp. The first selection that we'll be hearing, Standing in Line, was performed by a member of the Columbus Boy Choir of Princeton in 1976. Standing in Line.
We got used to standing in line at 7 o'clock in the morning, at 12 noon, and again at 7 o'clock in the evening. We stood in a long queue with a plate in our hand, into which they ladled a little warmed-up water with a salty or coffee flavor, or else they gave us a few potatoes. We got used to sleeping without a bed, to saluting every uniform, not to walk on the sidewalks, and then again to walk on the sidewalks. We got used to undeserved slaps, blows, and executions. We got accustomed to seeing people die in their own excrement, to seeing piled-up coffins full of corpses, to seeing the sick amidst dirt and filth, and to seeing the helpless doctors. We got used to that from time to time. 1,000 unhappy souls would come here, and that, from time to time, another 1,000 unhappy souls would go away.
Next we'll hear I Never Saw Another Butterfly, as performed by the San Francisco Girls Chorus in 1983.
Only
I never saw another butterfly. In The Voice of Youth, an underground publication in the Vilna ghetto, the following was written. The very expression of apathy indicates submission to the enemy, which can cause our collapse morally and root out of our hearts our hatred for the invader. It can destroy within us the will to fight. It can undermine our resolution. Our young people must walk with heads erect. The following Jugend hymn, Hymn of Youth, was written by Kaczegernski and dedicated to the youth club of the Vilna ghetto. We will hear the Workmen's Circle Chorus singing the Jugend hymn, Hymn of Youth. The Jugend hymn, as sung by the Workmen's Circle Chorus. Mach zu die Eigelach, Close Your Little Eyes, written by Spiegel in the Lodz ghetto after the death of his daughter, Eva. The Lodz Council banned the song because it spoke too openly of Jewish suffering and Nazi terrorism. However, Jews continued to sing it in the ghetto. As sung by Paul Zimm, we'll hear Mach zu die Eigelach. Now close your little eyes. Soon birds will fly.
mach zu die Hegele, ot kumen Fegele, und kreisen do herum, zu Koppens von dein Wied, das Päckel in der Hand, das Häus in Asch und Brand. Mir losen sich mein Kind suchen blieb. Die Welt hat Gott vermacht und nun mit ist Nacht. Sie wart auf uns mit Scheuder und mit Schreck. Wir stehen beide da in schwere, schwere Schock und weißen nicht, wohin es wird der Weg. Er hat uns nacket läuft, verjagt und unser Heus im finsteren Nicht getrieben uns im Feld.
Paul Zim. Born into a Hasidic family in Poland, cantor Isaac Goodfriend was interned in a Nazi concentration camp at the age of 16. He later escaped and hid with a Polish farmer. He was the only member of his family to survive. After the war, he became a cantor. In 1952, he went to Montreal to become cantor of the Shaare Tzion congregation. After leaving Montreal, he served at Cleveland's Community Temple for 9 years. In 1965, he went to the Ahavat Achim Synagogue in Atlanta, one of the largest conservative congregations in the United States. We'll next hear cantor Isaac Goodfriend singing Ani Ma'amin.
Be'emunah shel
That was Isaac Goodfriend with Ani Marmin. The next selection will be sung by Alexander Kulizowicz and is from the album Songs from the Depths of Hell, recorded in 1979. A non-Jew, Kulizowicz, a survivor of Sachsenhausen concentration camp, spent 6 long years in hell from 1939 to 1945. From a hospital bed after the war, Alex dictated some 716 type pages of poems and songs that he had heard and memorized in Sachsenhausen. Here's the background of our next selection, which Alex will sing. In 1942, Aaron Liebskin was forced to witness the murder of his wife Edith and of his little son at Treblinka. Aaron begged the foreman of the crematorium to let him stay the night watching over his son's body. Aaron knelt beside his boy's body and composed the words of this lullaby in his mind. He managed miraculously to escape from Treblinka, but was captured again and sent to Sachsenhausen, where he met and made friends with Alex Kulizowicz. Aaron told Alex his story and sang him his song in Yiddish, which Alex immediately translated into Polish. Aaron Liebskin was among those Jewish prisoners who in 1942 were transported to Auschwitz-Birkenau. He was killed there in 1943. Let us hear Alex Kulizowicz singing the song composed by his murdered friend, Aaron Liebskin. The song, Lullaby for My Little Son in the Crematorium, will be sung in Polish by Alex, and I'll be giving the translation. Crematorium black and silent, gates of hell, corpses piled high, I drag stiff, slippery corpses while the sun smiles in the sky. Here he lies, my only little boy, tiny fists pressed in his mouth. How can I cast you into the flames with your shining golden hair? Little son, only son, my own boy.
O due suonce scemo miretis sciocchi di giaven scest cotu guf che iego rost sciascali o camien patrzą w niebo ciche oczka Twe i zastygłe krzyczą łzy. Synku, wszędzie, wszędzie Twoja krew. Przeżyłeś latka trzy. Lulaj, lulaj, synku mój. Lulaj, lulaj, synku mój.
Oh, you sun, you watched in silence while you smiled and shined above, saw them smash my baby's skull on the cold stone wall. Now little eyes look calmly at the sky, cold tears, I hear them crying. Oh, my boy, your blood is everywhere, 3 years old, your golden hair, little one, only son, my own boy. This, as I mentioned, was sung by Alexander Kulusiewicz, and after the war he spent many years traveling throughout the world singing the songs that he had learned, that he had heard during his 6 years at Sachsenhausen. I'm pleased to have with me once again Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Ahavat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, for his weekly commentary. Good evening, Rabbi.
In the Haggadah, which we read by the Passover Seder, we were told how a handful of Jews, 70 in number, managed to survive on the foreign soil of Egypt in the midst of an overwhelmingly powerful and hostile people. They survived not by imitating their non-Jewish neighbors and trying to hide their identity, but on the contrary, by realizing that they were different, by guarding most zealously and uncompromisingly their identity and spiritual independence. Moreover, not only did they manage to survive in spite of such adverse circumstances, but they multiplied in number and grew strong in spirit until they received the Torah on Sinai, bringing light to the entire world and accomplishing the purpose of creation. The Haggadah, giving us the story of the first Galus exile, contains the secret of Jewish survival in all dispersions and all generations. This lesson should especially be remembered in our own day, when the Galus has become so tragically devastating both physically and spiritually. Jews throughout the world are surrounded by a demoralized and hostile society in which basic principles of humanity and justice are trampled upon. A world so confused that darkness is mistaken for light and light for darkness. In this dark Golus, we Jews must take to heart more than ever before the teaching of our Torah, which is the Torah's Chayim, the law of life, that only through the preservation of our identity and spiritual independence based on the solid foundations of our Torah and mitzvahs, and nurtured through a non-compromising Torah true education of our children, can we ensure the survival of our people spiritually and physically, and grow and prosper. It is only through this truly Jewish way of life that everyone individually and our people as a whole will earn the fulfillment of God's blessing. Ken Yirbe V'Chein Yifreitz, the blessing of growth and prosperity despite enemies and adverse circumstances, and we shall merit a true and complete redemption speedily in our time. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shulam Gordon of Congregation Havat Zion, and on behalf of the Rabbi, I invite you to his class in Tanya every Monday evening, which is now at 8:30. That's at 8:30 in the evening at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. After the first act of sabotage by the Jewish partisans of the Vilna Ghetto against enemy communication lines in 1942, the Partisan Hymn, that's this next song, was written and sung thereafter at underground meetings. Let me read you the words. Don't say that you are going on your last journey, that the bleak skies foretell a dismal day. The freedom we yearn for will come. Our footsteps will proclaim that we are here. From a land of green palm trees to a land white with snow, we make our way, struggling with pain, and where we fall, from our blood stains will spring new strength and courage. Our glowing tomorrow brightens our today. Our yesterdays will vanish with our foes, and if the sun is slow in rising, our song will travel from place to place to awaken it. Our life is written in blood, not lead. It is not a song of birds, free on the wing. A people with walls crashing about them, sang it with grenades in their hands. The freedom we yearn for will come. Our steps will proclaim that we are here. We will hear Cantor Pinchas Bornstein, who was originally from Warsaw, Poland, singing the Partisan Hymn.
Volk und unser
cantor Pinchas Bornstein with the Partisan Hymn. From an album, Zachor Gedenk, Remember, produced by the World Federation of the Bergen-Belsen Survivors, will next hear Cedar Bolarski singing Moishelech Shloimelech. This is a dirge on the death of the Jewish children in Poland. No longer do they play under the trees and in the bushes, Moishelech and Shloimelech, Saralech and Leilech. The sound of their laughter has been silenced. The House of Israel in Poland has lost its children. Only here and there do lonely children who survived still hide in holes, shaking, crazed by terror, with the fear of death in their eyes. Cedar Bolarski with Moishelech Shloimelech. And this is Charlie Bernhout with 2 hours of Jewish soul.
Well, okay. Yes, this is Charlie Bernhout with 2 hours of Jewish soul. That was 29 years ago. And I just realized at the opening I mentioned an editorial commentary, I made an error. It takes place in the second hour. In any event, I'm sure that you found this fascinating and of interest. And stay tuned for the second hour of Jewish Soul. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me here.